author.
You are the author.
And the finisher.
And the finisher.
Of everything that we are. I have ears that hear. I have eyes that see. And my heart is perceiving. You're working on my case. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to take you on a little journey tonight to 2 Thessalonians. And he kind of pressed me to go there today. And the verse that I want to kind of highlight is verse 8. He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Okay. Again, verse 8. He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of his power. Now the timing is verse 10. On the day he comes to be glorified in his holy people and to be marveled at among all those who have believed. And of course, the next 11, this includes you because you believe our testimony to you. So I want to just point that out, that Paul is really on their case to be aware that there's a day that he will come and be glorified in his people. Now, if you remember what I shared with you on Sunday, which was one of Wade's words, and I shared it with you, but I want to double impact this one. The Lord is coming through us before he comes for us. And you know, that awareness that we are being tested, pressured, put into different situations so that we will be aware not only of his presence, but of his guidance. So I want to back it up to verse 2. We ought always to thank God for you, brothers, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more. And the love every one of you has for each other is increasing. That's not just for them. That's for us, and that's for me and you. Therefore, among God's churches, notice, churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring. Has anything changed?
No.
No. 2,000 years, roughly. Same message, same pressure tactics. 5. All this is evident, and that God's judgment is right. And as a result, you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you are suffering. God is just. But when your emotions are involved and you're being torn apart, you may not feel that he's just, because your soul is going to bring in thoughts. And when I was talking to someone, I heard my mouth say, Remember, your entire training has been done under the anointing of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now, when you look at the tree of knowledge of good, you think you can discern it. Or the tree of the knowledge of evil supposedly is easier. But in reality, the most difficult one is the tree of knowledge of good. When you think something is good, when you believe something is good, it's still the demonic tree that you're under. You're not under the tree of revelation, really. Because the tree of revelation is Jesus. The tree of knowledge of good and evil is under the demonic kingdom. And that's where our training is from. That's where our foundations of thoughts is invested in us. Parents, family, etc. Go ahead.
Can you please repeat about the tree of knowledge
of good and evil?
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's under the demonic.
It's a demonic tree.
The entirety of our soul's training has been from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, not from the tree of life, which is Jesus Christ.
See, if you and I were sitting under Christ's anointed tree, the tree of life, every day from the time we were brought into this kingdom, we would have a different way of thinking. We would not be thinking negative and fear all the time or downing ourselves. We had an example of you the other day saying, when someone gave you a compliment, you were able to receive it for a change. But you're not alone, girl. This is so out of the norm when you have someone paying you a compliment and your soul reacts, I'm not worthy. Well, who made you worthy to begin with? It's the Lord that made you worthy, and it made you righteous. He is now trying to get you to think this way. And you're not there yet. And that's what St. Paul, I believe, is trying to make them aware. Because they had the same problem. They were under the law to such a degree that everything that they did had to be double-checked, triple-checked. And if they missed just a hair, they were ready to stone somebody. So when the tree of life showed up, and the woman is caught in adultery, he says, well, where are your accusers? After he exposes the lies that they've lived under. Well, my God, I mean, they all walked away, and the eldest walked away first. So what is that saying? Our whole mentality is under the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So I remember when I read Two Trees in the Garden, I was floored by that book, literally floored, because it awakened me to the Spirit of Truth. Now, the Spirit of Truth had been working with me. Holy Ghost had been on my case for many years by that time. But I was like, oh my God, if I would have only known this as a kid, what a different life I would have. But that applies even now, you know, because again, we respond, and when we respond, that is so established in us that it literally triggers a response, and it's not a godly one. Most of the time, I would say it's the ungodly one. So, you know, when you are aware that it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by His Spirit, that you're going to grow into the maturity of Jesus, which is the revelation that He wrote about Himself to get us to wake up. Now, if I had to repeat that, I'd really be in trouble. He will pay back trouble for those who trouble you. He will. Not you. It's not your job. You know why? Because, again, your influence is from the demonic. Your responses are automatic on the negative. I should have heard an amen.
Amen.
But now you're being transformed into the likeness of him. So your responses are going to be more positive. And you're going to be surprised at what comes out of your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And when you actually hear what's coming out of your mouth, it will seem strange to you. That's not in the book, but it's part of what I believe is truth. I'll back it up. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you and give relief to you. Woo-hoo! Give relief. Who isn't ready for some relief? Okay? Who are troubled? Well, that fits, doesn't it? And to us as well, meaning the ones that are writing the letter. Paul is also putting himself in that same place. Amen?
Amen?
This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed. Well, is he revealing himself more and more to us as we go forward?
Yes. Knowledge is increasing.
Huh?
Yes. Knowledge of him is increasing.
Yeah. Yes. And it's increasing in ways that sometimes surprise me. You know, because again, the simplest little thing brings life. And when I saw my grandson run up off that wall and give his daughter a hug, I mean, you know, I can't say what that did inside. It just brought life. It brought a joy. It brought something that was totally exciting for the moment. Not just hope, because I was really, it was a mixture of things, because
encouragement.
It encouraged. Yes, it did encourage. It enlightened me that, yes, there's something in him now that is produced to his daughter that may not have been there. Number one, I'm not putting myself only, but all of the love that he received when he was living a life of persecution was now poured into his little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And it was being done in front of me. And that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Okay? Now again, I back it up. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with his powerful angels. Now, on Sunday, I had a little conference with somebody in my office, and when I came out, there was a box on the podium. And those who haven't seen it yet, there's a gorgeous angel there that's full of fire that was in that box. And I believe it was Sunday that I had the vision where there was war games in the heavens over, right over here.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it was up in the heavens over this place. Now, was it over cities? I don't know. That's what I saw. So today I came in and I said, Lord, is there anything? And he said, yes, polish the sword. So I wiped it and I wasn't satisfied. After wiping it a couple times with some cleaner, it just was not right. I said, Lord, I need some steel wool. Well, with steel wool, you're going to clean it up because it's quite old.
Abrasive.
Huh?
Because the steel wool removes the buildup.
Right. So guess what? He showed me where I had some steel wool, and I found it. To God be the glory, because Holy Ghost was on the job, because I didn't remember where it was. I scrubbed it. And then he said, now put some wax on it. So I found the wax and I gave it a coat of wax. And then he said, now you put it behind those angels as a manifestation that what's happening in the heavens, you're aware of. That's why it's there. So I had to tape it up on the altar because it kept slipping off. But I'm trying to say to you, sometimes we need something tangible in front of us to awaken us. And those who brought the angel, thank you. But Holy Spirit is really preparing for us to be alive in what he's already got happening in the heavens, and we can have the manifestation here. So that we don't miss the mark, because we need reminders. We need constant reminders that we're coming out from under that tree of knowledge of good and evil, and we're slipping into the tree of life. And he is the one, the power and the might. Amen? And the revelation to every area that is feasible in the earth. Verse 8, super important. He will punish those who do not know God and don't want to know him. There are some that think they know him, but they don't have a relationship with him. They're religious, and God will pour in grace to them. I really believe he will pour in grace. But until that time, they're in the valley of decision. Okay? They do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with everlasting destruction. Clear cut. No combinations here. They're given time to repent and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of his power. And the timing is on the day he comes to be glorified in his holy people. And that could be Tabernacles 2021. I say could because I didn't get a word from him. I'm just adding that because I pray it's going to happen soon. There has to be a change in the church. There needs to be a flow of fire coming through the church. For cleansing and deliverance and healing. Amen. And everything. Yes. That he's prepared for those who love him. Amen. And for those who are searching for him. Okay? Now notice the next level. To be glorified in his holy people and to be marveled at among all those who have believed. If you're marveling at someone because something dramatic has happened, will it be because they're full of light and radiating light and fire? And when they walk around people, they will be set. Are you ready for the judge to look at you and say, I don't know, but you're very different today. You're all lit up. This will include you. I love this part. Because he's trying to tell the Thessalonians, you too, guys. Because you believe our testimony to you. With this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may count you worthy of his calling and that by his power he may fulfill every good purpose of yours. That's your word for tomorrow, my friend. Amen. Okay? It's going to be by his power. Right. Amen. Not yours. And he'll fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith. Without faith, you can't please him. When you walk into that courtroom, Holy Ghost is going to be ahead of you and his angels will already be there. That's the bottom line. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you. It's not a misprint. He's going to be glorified in us and you in him. You're going to be so united with him that you will irritate the darkness. According to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now you say, well, that's quite a bit of ammunition. I got a little more for you. Saints that will be glorified, Matthew 13:43. I know I gave these before, but you need to know they're connected. This is not done. We're being prepared to shine. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. Luke 9:30. Two men, and this one I love. Two men, Moses and Elijah, were with him. Verse 31 says, appeared in glorious splendor, talking with Jesus. So who's talking with him? Moses and Elijah. You want the subject matter? They spoke about his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem, which is the crucifixion. I went over that some time today again, rereading that whole scenario of him being crucified, being nailed to his altar, which was the tree. And when you look and you verse what he went through, your whole insides gets a whole different opinion about what our Savior paid for so that we could have the freedom that he's paid for us. And it's not been done without an incredible amount of suffering. Romans 8:17. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his suffering, ouch, in order that we may also share in his glory. There's a coordinate there. There's a purpose. Your suffering did not happen by accident. Your background is not an accident. It was purposed by Father so that you would again be able to share in his glory down the road of life. Whether it's in this realm or the next, I don't know. I'm not saying that I do, because I'm not the one that can say that. However, it shows you why you suffered. And so, you know, it gives value to be able to see that Papa's still in charge of what's happening in your tomorrows. Philippians 3:2. Who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Transformation, transfiguration, same coordinate. That's when I believe he will be able to tabernacle inside of us, and we will definitely put the enemy on a run. Colossians 3:4. Are you enjoying this? I am, because it's exciting to see the promises come alive. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. He's not being glorified alone. It's confirmed in 1 Peter 5:1, Revelation 7:9, and 14:1. So Revelation 7:9. Revelations 14:1. Last one, Revelations 22:5. Revelations 22:5. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light. Is it clear? And they will ever and ever. That's your future. That's why the enemy's so upset. Because he doesn't want you and me to walk in that freedom that Jesus paid for. Yes, Lord. I want you to put your right hand on top of your head. Say, Lord, there's a lot of ammunition right now. And what was in this head? Was a lot under the anointing of the tree of knowledge
of good
and the tree of knowledge of evil.
That
demonic tree
has invested an investment in
me
in hope
and eat of its fruits
like Adam and Eve did.
I repent for them.
And I repent for me.
And I ask you now
to connect this brain
and this mind
and this soul
to the tree of life
so that life will radiate through me
and light will illuminate me.
Because you said when I lay hands,
you would do the healing.
I'm expecting some healing here.
And receiving it by faith.
In Jesus' name.
Because
I'm laying my hand
on me
for a change.
Not just somebody else.
Keep healing me, Lord.
And keep healing my heart.
Because there's a lot of bruises there.
Transfer the hand down to the heart.
Say, Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
I release my spirit
for the healing of
Hebahosata,
Urushi, Erosandara Kala,
Orabekira Batara Bakerama,
Yoroto Shikiki,
Urabeka
Bahasa.
Say,
I command this heart
to line up with the tree of life
and bring the fruits of life
and light.
To explode within
me
so that there will be a dramatic
change.
What I was
and what I will
become
is way
different.
Hallelujah.
Do a job on
me, Lord.
I didn't come here to be
remaining the same.
I came
to be changed.
Hallelujah.
And
I'm expecting
change.
I'm receiving
it by faith.
In
Jesus' name
I pray.
Thank
you, Lord.
Not by might.
Not by
power.
But
by my spirit,
says the Lord.
You're
not done with me yet.
Hallelujah.
You've got
a ways to take
me.
And
I'm going all the way.
Hallelujah.
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 Let the overflow going to Canada
and
into Springfield.
Amen.
Amen.
Hashe Jesu Kura Bahataya.